Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का कि कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो खो रही है पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم 4 minutes after 11 South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg. Of course, it's time for the bliss of marriage between now to 12 o'clock. Every Tuesday is part one, of course, and part two every Wednesday is between 11 to 12. I want to welcome my beloved engineer, Brother Boniface, who's with us this morning. Let's welcome the beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. And let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's the 5th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1442, which is also the 19th of Jan 2021. If you have any questions and you would like to know anything, inshallah, you can just send us your questions on 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. And I know that many of our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are listening right now. And I see the questions are still coming in, mashallah. So just keep on sending your questions. And inshallah, our beloved senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad will advise, inshallah, what's the way forward. Well, let's welcome him, inshallah, into the program, The Bliss of Marriage. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yesterday we received the news regarding Maulana Abdul Rahim Khan. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Appa and the family Sabri Jameel. Then my one student, our graduate from Newcastle, Dr. Salim, Master. His mother passed away yesterday as well, and his brother, who's also a doctor, passed away a few days ago. So yesterday was his mother, last week sometime was his brother, also a doctor. So make dua for all the bereaved families, all might Allah grant them all sabr-e jameel, and those who passed on and passed away, Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them noor and radiance, effulgence in their graves, all might Allah grant them the highest stages in Jannah. Natul Firdaus. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Summa Ameen. Mufti Sahab, me and my husband were arguing about a doubt from my husband's knowledge. And in two occasions, Ustad, he said to me, "You are not my wife. I am not your husband." In second occasion, he said, "You are not my wife. It's over." Then said my name and he went away. Do these words count as talaq? Anonymous Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These types of words are what we call kinayat, ambiguous words. If he made intention of talaq, then talaq will take place. If he did not take intention of talaq and divorce, then the nikah will still be valid. Best is both of you go to your local ulama or the jamiats or whoever you have confidence in, and because they will ask certain questions and so forth. However, one point I will say, that the husband must be very, very honest, otherwise you'll be living in sin. And remember that your children that will be born subsequently will be auladu zina and illegitimate children. And when a husband uses ambiguous words, amkinayat, unclear words, and if he made intention of talaq, then one talaq buy-in takes place, an irrevocable divorce takes place. So we should understand the consequences, ramifications, but best is consult the local ulama, and both of you should be present.
Ustaz, let's go overseas. Please advise and guide me on the following masla. Wife has decided to get a separation from husband and also taken away two kids. Boy is 10, girl is 8, Ustaz. And now it is almost 2 months. Reason she has given is that the husband was corresponding, chatting on the phone with other women. And the husband has duly apologized, Ustaz, to the wife. So, Ustaz, how long she can stay separated? How long husband can wait? What is the ruling on the custody of the two children? Is the husband liable for any maintenance expenses, Ustaz, overseas?
Obviously, in this case here, the husband is firstly guilty because he's chatting and so forth, and he apologizes. But that must not now just be that he apologizes and then after 1 week, 1 month, he goes back to his evil habits and so forth. So you also to blame the husband. Second one here, separation does not mean talaq in this text, in this context here. So what we will say is this, that she went to her brother, her parents' place or wherever, she took the children because she's so upset with you. So if you, the husband, got common sense, you won't look for loopholes and say, she went away, so therefore I will not pay any maintenance and so forth. So remember, you will say, fine, I will still pay because it's your fault and so forth and so on. Yes, the technicalities will be different, but my advice to you will be that. And in that way, you go and speak to them every day, speak to your children and ask them for forgiveness, ask your mom, wife for forgiveness, and then if need be, you go and fetch them. So in that way, there both parties ask for forgiveness. You ask for forgiveness for chatting and so forth, and the wife will ask for forgiveness because she went away without your permission because she was so upset with your actions and so forth. And you have to make the home. Like this, she can live for years and years with the children. And remember that in that case there, the nikah will still be valid. But that's not the aim. The aim and purpose must be jorna, not torna. The aim must be to make the home and not break the home. So the Quran Sharif states, wasulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. So my advice to both parties will be, number one, ask one another for forgiveness. Number two, that you give the maintenance and pay the maintenance for your wife and children, although is not compulsory to pay for your wife because she went away according to you, that is, without your permission. And third one, forget all this custody story and all these type of things that will come into, will become relevant if there's talaq and divorce. Here there's no talaq, divorce. You must unite and reconcile both of you and put your pride and everything away. And Quran Sharif teaches us, وَالصُلْحُ خَيْرٌ. And Allah forbid, if you're going to continue like this, you playing straight into the hands of the shaitan and Lucifer. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. Shaitan's aim is there to cause separation between husband and wife. So each one of you should realize that, remember, you should look at it for the benefit of your children, that what will be the best. So the children are masoom, 10 years old, 9, 8 years old. So let them grow up, and the parents are there. Don't let them grow up with a single parent. Tomorrow, in future, both of you will regret it. So that is my advice to both parties.
Let's go to Hawi Gustada. Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Saab. If a male asks a female, will you marry me? And the female replies, yes, I will. This is said in front of others, Ustad. Does nikah take place?
No, nikah don't take place. Remember, the girl's father or the girl's brother or somebody must give permission. And brother, I don't mean some small light tiki, 7, 8, 9 years old. Somebody who's 18, 20, 30 years old. So in a case like that, the nikah is not valid. You must remember, nikah has conditions. And for you all just to play a prank and to play fools like that is a major, major sin. Mm. Therefore, in the context of nikah and talaq, Almighty Allah Allah Jalla Wala stated, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. That do not take and make the houses and the ayats and the verses of Almighty Allah, do not make that a joke and undermine it. It's something sacred, and remember, the name of Almighty Allah is taken during the nikah ceremony. So therefore, you must remember that it's very serious issue this.
Muftasa, my daughter's name is Ummul Khair. Kindly advise the meaning of her name, as I have heard that this name may be too strong for her as she gets sick very often, Ustad.
Remember that Ummul Khair, Ya Ummul Khair, Ya will mean, oh, Umma, Mother, Khair of goodness. So very good name. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the day of judgment, you will be called by your name and your father's name, Arafat bin Ibrahim, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, like that. So remember, choose good names for your children. So it's wonderful name. Forget all this that is too powerful and too strong. All these are just talk of our people. You leave the name, excellent name it is. Give out charity, read Surah 46, verse 15. Wa asalih li fi dhurriyati. Oh Almighty Allah, bring about reform, bring about piety, goodness within my children. She's falling sick and so forth. Tell her to read Surah Fatiha abundantly and blow on herself and give charity on her behalf. Dawu mardakum bisadaqa. The hadith in Abu Dawood's Marasil. Give charity on behalf of those people who are sick. In case you're kind, Almighty Allah will grant them cure and shifa'i kamil through their Fadl, grace and mercy.
I see Anonymous says, Mufti Saab, we're listening to you right now. What does Islam say about junior alims talking over senior alims and taking over from the senior alims, like most are doing these days, telling the Ummah to close the masjids before time, now saying listen to government and take the vaccine? Ustad, Anonymous.
So you must remember that I don't know who you mean by junior and senior and so forth. Our fatwa remains the same. Three issues. Any person who says, any person, any organization, any sheikh, any imam, any junior, senior, alim, maulana, whoever, say that close the masjid, we say totally haram to do so. Remember, Quran Sharif has said it is one of the biggest zalims and oppressors and transgressors and tyrants who does that. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114. وَمَنَ So remember that the biggest zalim and oppressor, one of them is he who closes the masjid. Masjid don't belong to any family, any trustee, any maulana, imam. It belongs to Almighty Allah. So remember, every masjid in any part of the world belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, the foundation, the wall, the roof, the huzukana, ablution facilities, everything must be waqaf. And waqaf means only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the sole owner. So we need to understand that it's haram to close the masjid. It's haram, remember, to keep the masjid open and to close the bathroom facilities, huzu facilities. All that unacceptable. Surah number 72, Surah Jin, and verse number 18. Chapter 72 and verse 18. The masajid belong to Allah. So, and to go to court and all that, remember, unprecedented in human history. Such people, we seek Almighty Allah's protection. Dhal and mudil, they themselves corrupted and totally astray and leading others astray. So that's the first part. Second part, you must remember, we must always look for the truth. وَلَحَقُّ وَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَى. If the truth is with the seniors, so you follow the seniors. If truth is is with the juniors, you follow the junior. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam was younger, obviously, than his father. But we have several incidents that he passed the verdict of opposing what his father said. Quran says, Bukhari Sharif Hadith says so. So remember, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. And he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam's verdict was nearer to the truth and correct. So remember, it don't mean that if you are senior, then always we have to follow you. We have to follow what is the truth. With respect, we differ with you, so remember. And well, junior ulama, that we are juniors, so we must always keep contact with our asatiza, our seniors. You see, myself, with Allah's help and mercy, I always go to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab. I always go and speak to Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab via WhatsApp or whatever. So you must remember that you get guidance, what to do, and so forth and so on. And in that way, you will know. You don't worry about people and the masses. So that is the second point. Third point, vaccinations are haram. So you must remember, you can just see all the ramifications, consequences now. When those are not third world countries like South Africa and that. So go look at first world countries. In Ireland, they got big, big boards. If you want it, I send it out to all my groups and on Telegram and so forth and on this thing on the Twitter. And second one, go see what happened there in Norway. 13 people dead and even more. Just today I sent out to somebody, you must remember that how many people are dying or people are suffering terrible after effects after taking the Pfizer vaccine and so forth and so on. So therefore, these vaccines, remember, is haram for us as Muslims. Some of them will contain pork, some of them will contain, you must remember, that is certain parts of the aborted fetus, and some of them might even contain urine. You see what from India they're doing. They put halal certificate and they're selling now the cow urine, and they put halal to mock every Muslim and to make a mockery of it. So that is how they work and operate, because they know the Muslims are gullible, and the governments, Muslim governments, 90-95% won't say anything, because Islam for them is just a secondary thing. There ain't no importance attached to that. Their aim, governments and Muslims majority today, the aim is just to make money. Remember that. That India got over 1 billion people. So how much we can sell there? They can buy from us. We can. So that is how they operate today. So remember, closing masjid haram, and taking vaccine not permissible. And third one, that whether it's senior or whether it's junior, our aim in life must be always to look and search for the truth. Don't curry favor with people. Remember that. That's the biggest problem today.
Somebody says, Ustad, a man has been sending messages and pictures of his aura to his sister-in-law, that's wife's sister, over a period of time. Ustad, is nikah still valid?
Obviously, all that is totally haram. The nikah is valid, but remember that he needs to have a good threshing also, that he is trying to break her nikah or trying to break his nikah. So his nikah is valid, her nikah is valid, but such shaitan need a good hiding. Remember that. They have lost their haya, and after you use your haya and shame, then you will lose your iman also. And that is mentioned in the hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. Inna al-Iman wal-Haya'a Quranau Jami'a. That Iman and Haya, that is our faith and our shame, our modesty and so forth, are two partners together. Idha rufi'a ahaduhuma rufi'a al-akhir. When one disappears, the other one disappears. Allah Ta'ala protect us from such khabith and Ameen. Such people. And she, that lady, should tell her husband what this chap is doing, and that husband must give him a good hiding also.
Who said, is a brother from Lodi wants to know, if the semen doesn't touch any part of my clothes, are they dirty? Can I still read Salah in the clothes or not, Ustad?
Remember that, brother, one semen comes out. So obviously, if you got clothes, it must touch something there. So if you didn't see it or it became dry, doesn't mean it's not there. So semen is najis and impure. So you must take a ghusl. It's compulsory. And the clothing, you must wash it. Even now, if you didn't spot it and see it, it can't be such. It just disappeared into thin air. So therefore, you wash the clothing, your underwear or whatever, and you take a ghusl, and thereafter you perform your salat.
08478631132. Dear respected Mufti Sahab, what rights does a wife have over her husband in connection with who he chooses as a friend? Ustad, as friends.
So you must remember this, for everybody, Quran Sharif states, that Quran Sharif tells us the story, Ya laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila, that you get people, they rejected the message and the messenger, and tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, then they will say, how I wish I did not take so and so person to be my friend, because he led me astray. So therefore we need to be very circumspect and careful in this regard, who we take our friends. Today we take people as our friends who say, don't worry man, we're shopping and all that, we must salat, no big deal, we just make qada. So those are not friends, they are the enemies of Almighty Allah, they are the enemies of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet it in the Quran, Surah Furqan, chapter 25, and verses 26, 27, 28, Ya lam and khalila, how I wish I did not take the certain person to be the friend I should have made and follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all this year is teaching us, read Surah 25, verses 27, 28, 29, and you will see it there. Next one, remember Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Al mar'u ala dini khalilihi, a person will follow the habits of his friend, because a friend will always influence you. Me, I don't know Farsi, Persian, we don't want to sentence 90% what we learned, we forgot everything. So remember suhbate salih, salih kunant, suhbate tali, tali kunant, which means that when you mingle, associate with the pious, then their piety will rub off on you. And when you mingle with the gangsters and the people who don't bother about Islam and so forth and so on, so their vices will rub off on you. They having wine, swine, alcohol, all that. So what you expect to have? When it's so hot, then we switch on the aircon, we use our fans, so the coolness then it affects us. And if it's very cold, then we switch on the heater or the fireplace, and in that way the warmth reaches us. So similarly here as well. So you, the wife, when you see your husband has such friends that they go out whole night, they say they're going fishing, they, Allah alone knows what fishing they're going, they say they're going golf and everything, so what golf they're playing. So these type of friends who must salat, who don't fulfill the rights of their wives and children, whether it be holidays or weekends and so forth, so you must remember that they are satanic friends, you must stay away from them, and you must object on it, because it's going to have a negative impact, remember, on your marriage. So whether it's husband, whether it's wife, so be very selective. In this day and this age, remember, if the ulama muhaqqiqeen, the true great ulama, have written one sentence, jo aab zar ke saad likhne ke qabil hai, you should take water in gold, you know, and write it with gold like, meaning that you should remember, be friendly with people, male to male, female to female, make salam, how are you? But friends, you must have very, very few, because today 90% of the friends are Matlab Ali. You understand? They have a hidden agenda, ulterior motive. They ask one alim, muhabbat ke kitne aqsam hai, how many types of muhabbat love they are? So he said three. One, muhabbat e zati, you love the person because of the person. You see the father, mother, they love their son, daughter, grandchildren, even though they're so naughty and mischievous and rebellious, because it's their son, it's their blood and flesh and so forth. So that muhabbat e zati. Muhabbat e sifati, you love that qari sahab, you love that person. Why? Because the way he reads Quran, or the way he teaches Quran, or the way he teaches the hadith or what. So you don't love really the person so much, you love the quality which that person possesses. So muhabbat e zati, muhabbat e sifati, and the last one, muhabbat e roti. So what is muhabbat e roti? That is why I make friendship with him. Why? He's selling cars, so he'll give me a car cheap. Oh, I make friendship with that person. Why? Because he will give me some money, zakat money, some lillah money, whatever. I make friendship with that person. Why? Because now he will pay my bills, my accounts, and so. So today's world, 80-90%, they have ulterior motive and hidden agenda. So therefore, in this day, this age, best is to have very, very few friends. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you study his manaqib and virtue, that his friends, they left him. Why they left him? Because always he used to speak the truth. And remember that, so people couldn't accept that. That we thought he was our friend, so he will compromise. No. That we love the truth more than we loved our friend. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Subhanallah. 084-786-3132. Somebody says, Ustad, that my husband doesn't want to spend time with me anymore when it is holidays, Ustad. He makes an excuse for me to go to my parents' house. I feel so lonely and neglected. Dear Mufti Saab, anonymous sister.
So you and your husband, you are adults, you are married 5, 10, 20 years, and you got 2, 3, 4, 5 children, Allah alone knows. So when you alone, not in front of the children, and the hubby, husband is in a good mood, then be honest with him and tell him, let's write down our good and strong points, and let's write down our weaknesses and shortcomings. So why did the marriage lose the sparkle? Why did the honey come out of the moon? You see, people say honeymoon. So remember that what happened to our marriage, oh honey. So you need to address the problem, not run away from the problem. So the way you are describing it, he just looks forward for holidays, sends you to the parents' place, and maybe there's some hanky-panky business going. We don't have evidence, but I'm just telling you, you should be also thinking, why is it so good that he wants to send you always? So maybe you should get somebody to look into this, that what is hubby doing when you are not there? So is they not busy with the pornography? Is they not busy chatting to other women and so forth and so on? So 101 things it could be. So the main thing is that you discuss it with him when you are alone, privately, sincerely, and remember that you look for solution so that the sparkle can come back in the marriage and turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina, bring the mahabba, mawadda, ulfa, and the love, compassion within our hearts. Surah 25 verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So in that way Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will bring back good memories, and the marriage will be enhanced, inshallah.
Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, you always praise the lawyers who are standing for the opening of the masjids, but these lawyers of yours are not fully in deen and they clean shaven. They need to be attached with the ulama-i haq and they need the guidance. Please, Mufti Saab, stop praising them because they're not even attached to the masjid. And you know exactly what we're speaking about. Stop running down our ulama, and whatever they do, they consult senior ulama. Anonymous brother, Ustad.
Brother, you got your all facts mixed up, brother. You must remember when people are doing good. So you must make shukr to them. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. That whosoever is not grateful, thankful to ulama, to the people, so remember, he's not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. Is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So even if the lawyer, attorney, senior counsel, whoever it is, you must remember, he don't have beard, whatever. So that is between him and Almighty Allah. He's wrong in that. But and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajulil fajir. Allah ta'ala will help this deen even through people who are non-Muslim, even through people who commit major sins. They are Muslim and committing major. It's Bukhari Sharif's hadith. So you must understand that point there. You are burning because your Maulvis, who you say that are consulting senior ulama, they close the masjid. And remember that stain, when that dabba will remain with them till day of Qiyamah, they humiliated and disgraced because Allah said so. And this was our lawyers of ours, we take their name again, walau kariyal hasidun. Although you and your crooked maulvis, you get jealous, we will keep on taking the name of our senior counsel, Hafiz Firoz Boda, Zahir Nasir Umar, his beloved son and advocate, Abu Bakr Umar, and our Salim Khan there in Durban, and Aslam Mutala, senior counsel, and our Dokrat, Yusuf Dokrat, and our Yusha Tayyab, and whoever else. So Alhamdulillah, and our Aslam, our Asif Latif, and them. So mashallah, they played a great role. Our masajid are open. So don't try and score points here, my brother. You went, you to court, you did and committed the crime, just like the gay community in Nabi Lut alayhi salam's time. From Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time till today, never ever did it happen. Maulvis, sheikhs, imams, call whatever you want to go to court, an absolute disgrace and a shame, and those who support them, shame on you as well.
26 minutes to 12 o'clock, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. We're going to go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Don't go away. Stay tuned. 22 minutes to 12. You are tuning and listening to the bliss of marriage. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, could you please differentiate and explain to us the word taqwa, muttaqi, Ustad, anonymous sister, Azadville.
MashaAllah, remember that taqwa is, Quran Sharif states right in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi. This book here, the Quran Sharif, there's absolutely no doubt in it. Hudallil Muttaqeen. It is the guidance for who? For the people who have through taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness. Let me explain to you the different rank and status, then you will understand. So taqwa literally means to abstain, literally. So we abstain from kufr. So from all forms of blasphemy, people don't believe in Islam, they don't believe in Quran, they don't believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we stay away from that. We believe in everything that Islam teaches us. Number two is to abstain from shirk. Remember, that is to ascribe, associate somebody, something with Almighty Allah. So for that you read Qul huwallahu ahad. And in that way our iman will be enhanced. Almighty Allah does not have any partner, no equal. Allah Ta'ala does not have parents, children, nothing. So that is, we abstain from shirk and polytheism. Third one, we abstain from nifaq, hypocrisy. And that is people who pay lip service to Islam. Friday, they Muslim. Ramadan, they Muslim. Eid day, they Muslim. But the remainder of the days, they do everything almost which the non-Muslims do. So the Islam is only on the tip of the tongue and not in the inner recesses of the heart. Qalatil a'rabu amanna. Some Bedouins came and they said, we have iman. Quran says, Qul lam tu'minu. Don't say you got iman. And say, walakin kulu aslamna. But say, we are Muslim. Walamma yadukhulil imanu fi qulubikum. But iman has still not entered the inner recesses of your heart. Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 14. So there Almighty Allah is showing us. So we must say and seek protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. These are sins that Allah Ta'ala will dispatch the people to Jahannam and hellfire forever and ever. By nifaq and munafiq, in this term, yet this context means where the people are just having Islam on the tip of the tongue and the heart, they don't accept it, they don't believe in it. So those three Allah mentions, they go to Jahannam forever. Allah protect us. Surah 33 verses 64-65 for the kuffar. Surah 4 verse 48 for the mushrikeen. And remember, for the people involved in Difaq, Surah 4 verse 145. So these are the grades of taqwa. All this we must abstain from. Then we must abstain from kabair, the major sins, the zina, fornication, gay brigade, riba, and remember all these major murder and abortion and all these type of things. So that you must abstain. Then next one, bid'ah, all these type of innovations that we make the sunnah today. Yes, yesterday I had about 3-4 people asking me this question, that somebody passed away, somebody is ill, we want to read Surah Yasin 41 times. So my standard answer is this, Surah Yasin, very good, Qalbul Quran, the nucleus, the heart of the Quran, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, but this 41, it has no basis in Quran and Sunnah, that you will say some alim, some pious person, he suggested it. So if you say you are reading it, it's permissible, 41. But when you say it's Sunnah, or you say it's compulsory, then it becomes bid'ah and not permissible. So we must draw that distinction to protect and preserve the true deen. You can't be including things which people say and make it Sunnah and so forth. That is the problem. People start attaching so much importance to it. The original Sunnah they forget, and things that are innovation, bid'ah, gains more importance, Allah forbid. So we abstain from kufr, shirk, nifaq. We abstain from kaba'ir, the major sins, from bid'ah. We abstain from sagha'ir, the minor sins. These are the grades of taqwa, categories of taqwa, piety. You abstain from mushtaba and mashkuk, things that are doubtful. So that is how you will develop and you will let the taqwa increase all the time. If you look at the whole Quran, you will see the Muslim supposed to lead a life of taqwa and piety. Allah inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Remember, the true friends of Allah, there's no fear for them in the future. There's no sadness for them in the past. But who are they? Alladhina amanu. They are those who have true iman. Wa kanu yattaqun. At all times, all places, all circumstances, they have taqwa. Me and you, in Ramadan time, we become pious, angelic qualities. 11 months, we bring satanic qualities, Allah forbid. No, all times, all places, all circumstances, there is taqwa. Not we move with the wind and sit on the fence. To sit on the fence is committing a major offense. Remember that.
I see Brother Adil from Lodium. He says that, Mufti Sahab, I think you know me. He says, Mufti Sahab, tell them who are they to judge the lawyers. I've met these lawyers, Mufti Sahab, myself. Wallahi, these lawyers will die for Allah's deen. Stop judging brothers. Brother Adil Ustad from Lodium.
100%. I don't say all, but some of them, their taqwa, their piety, it impressed me so much.
Allahu.
That remember, we can take lesson from them. And how they stand for the deen of Islam, and they do this gratis. They don't charge. So remember that. With their own money, their own effort and sweat and everything. And we always what we will do. That remember, that we won't give 1 cent for this type of things here. We'll go make collection here. That they'll do. So remember, zillatul ulama indal aghniya. So that is what happens. So yes, well said, Brother Adil. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Ameen. Protect the ulama-i Rabbani, the ulama-i Haqqani, and protect all our masajid.
Ustaz, my husband divorced me in front of a Maulana and brought me to my mom's house. He then gave me another 2 divorces, Ustaz. Now, 20 years later, he wants to get back with me and says there were no witnesses when he gave the other 2 divorces. Can he remarry me, Ustad?
No, he can't remarry you. He is just playing fools with you. Maybe he got married to somebody else in the interim, and then he saw that those things are not working out. Old is gold, but he gave you 3 talaq. Whether he gave you the 3 talaq in front of witnesses or not, all 3 talaqs are valid. You cannot remarry him. You cannot reconcile with him, and so forth. Just forget him. He's bad news. Remember that. You must have nothing to do with him. Remember, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ. Quran Kareem states, when talaq is given, like this 3 talaq, then both parties Allah makes independent of one another. You continue with your life, let him continue with his life. After 20 years only, he woke up now, and he realized that he gave you talaq without witnesses and so forth. So it shows that he went through some difficulties, and now he thinks of all your good qualities, but alas, it's water under the bridge. It's too late now. Just forget him, his history. You carry on with the geography.
Subhanallah. Anonymous says, Assalamu alaikum. My father tortures me and my mother emotionally, Mufti Sahab, and psychologically. Outside, he is smiling with everyone, but tortures us at home. Please advise, Mufti Saab.
Remember, that's why I told you all these three lessons. Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ You, the husbands, treat your wives, treat your family with love, with equity, with respect and justice. That is the miracle word of the Quran, ma'ruf. Every word is miracle. But for our text, context, it shows how great it is. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بالمعروف. Second one, authentic hadith. And who will report such a hadith? Siddiqa, Siddiq ki beti. Remember Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha Siddiqa, the beloved lady and beloved daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. She states, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum. The best of you are the best of you for your wives and your children. Wa ana khayrukum li ahalikum. I am the best to my wives and my children. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Now what lesson we derive from this? That in Islam the barometer and the criteria is this. That the whole world can say ABC person is good, but his wife and children say he's bad and he's torturing them, he is hurting their feelings and doing so many wrong things, then by Allah Jalla Wala, by Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that person is bad, horrible, terrible person. The whole world can say the person is bad, but his wife and children say he's good, by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and by Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that person is good, because they know his true qualities. So in front of people, people try and impress people. But inside the houses, they torturing their wives, torturing the children, and psychologically, mentally, physically abusing them and so forth. So remember that you must read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Read Surah 29, verse 30. Rabbin Surni Alal Qawmil Mufsideen. Assist me, Allah, against the people who are the troublemakers. Read Surah 54, verse 10. For the Rabbahu anni maghlubun fantasir. You feel overpowered. You are the wife, you are the daughter. So say, Ya Allah, I'm overwhelmed, overpowered. You assist me, you defend me. Rabbi anni maghlubun fantasir. So read these Quranic du'as. Allah Jalla Wala will help you and assist you. Go to your local ulama. They must speak to your husband, speak to your father. How can you behave like a tyrant? Like that, totally unacceptable and haram in Islam.
Allahu Akbar. I see Johannesburg says that dear Mufti Saab, when days are dark, friends are few, and the ones available still want to take the last but you have. Mufti Saab, can I have a true male friend who is just there for me with no evil intentions? He is married and only speaks to me in front of his wife. No hidden agendas. Remember, An-niyatu mu'min khayrun min amal. Ustad.
Remember that you even quoting out of context and all that. Remember all haram. You forgot all the Quranic verses. The Quran Sharif says, Wala taqrabu zina. Don't even go near fornication, adultery. You already started that. That you were divorced or your husband passed away or whatever happened, you must remember in your life. Now you got the male friends. So what Quran says? That don't go near fornication, adultery. The chap got the glib tongue and is fooling you, but you too naive to realize that. Quran Kareem states, Wala muttakhidati akhdan, Wala muttakhidin akhdan. For the man to take a girlfriend, to take a, they say, no, this is just platonic relationship. In English, they got wonderful terms to justify their haram activities. You call it euphemism. And they say, no, we're just talking, we're not touching. So that also is haram in Islam. For the man to have a girlfriend just to talk, also haram. For a woman to have a boyfriend or just a friend, you know, call him, so that also haram in Islam. Islam says and promotes and advocates purity, chastity all the time. Now he's speaking to you in front of his wife, and then once she gets used to that, then the socializing, all that will take place. So totally haram. What you must do, take, turn more swore to Almighty Allah, Allah, people will leave you and dump you. Allah will always be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
By people, you ask them more, they will get fed up with you. And ask Allah for more and more, then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. That is what the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah is teaching us.
Mm. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So my husband gave me a divorce in writing, Ustad, but did not verbally say it. He says it does not count. Is he right, Ustad?
Totally wrong. That if he wrote one talaq is one, if he wrote two is two, if he wrote three is three. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizal al-Haq Sahib has written a lengthy fatwa on this in Fatawa Darul Zakaria. Remember, according to all four schools, once the husband has written it, remember then the talaq is valid. Whatever he wrote there, one, two, three, whatever it is, all will be valid. People, when they already uttered talaq, or they wrote out talaq, then they want to look for loopholes now. This Maulana said so, this Mufti Sahib said so, this Sheikh said so. Don't look for loopholes. You pull the trigger, so don't blame anybody else now.
Hmm. Ustad, we were married in community of property. We found out that it was not Islamically, Ustad. Of course, we then got court divorce and signed papers. Islamically, are we still married or should we renew our nikah? Anonymous, Ustad.
No, your marriage, your nikah is still valid. Very good you did that. You were married COP, community of property. So that is un-Islamic in this meaning, that in this context, that if you draw up an Islamic will, now the husband passes away, so you entitled to 12.5% the wife, and remainder will go to the children if his parents already passed away before him. So then 12.5% to you, and then the remainder to the sons and daughters, ratio 2-1. But you got a sharpshoot lawyer, your brother is a sharpshoot lawyer. They told you, no, that you are married community of property. You can claim 50%, it's yours, and only the second 50% will be divided and so forth. So therefore, there can be so many conflicts in that, so therefore it's not permissible. So when you went to court, you, the wife, divorced him, or he divorced you, whatever. So that is the civil marriage. So that now when you go get re-registered, then you re-register ANC. Nothing to do with the political party. ANC, anti-nuptial contract, excluding, without the accrual system. And remember, then your Islamic world, etc., all will be valid, and there's no problem with that. So that is where you are. Regarding your nikah is totally valid. You don't have to worry of anything there. Now what you have to do, re-register, as I told you, ANC without the accrual, and then draw up your Islamic will, the husband his own, the wife her own, and then you are on the right path, mashallah, very good.
Ustad, I'm not understanding this question. It says, Mufti Sahib, what is the meaning when me as a man and my boss as a man says that he divorces me from the company? If I continue working for the company, is my income halal, Ustad?
We don't know what is your relationship to the business. Are you a director? Are you a shareholder? Are you an employee there? So divorce there is in the context we say, for example, I'm giving you. We say nowadays that we're human beings, we must divorce ourselves from the sins. So it means detach ourselves, move far away from our vices and sins. We all commit sins, we know that. Kullukum khatta'un. That every one of you is a sinner, and the best sinner is the one who repents sincerely. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So here also, that's what it means. That if you are a partnership, then he wants to dissolve that. He wants you out from that post there. So you go to him, tell him, fine, what was our initial agreement and so forth, that you take 50%, I take 50, you take 80, I take 20, whatever agreement you'll had, so then dissolve it. No sense then staying there in that partnership or as being a director there. Let them pay you out whatever you're entitled to, and you move in life. No sense just staying there. They don't want you there, so why you must stay? And Quran told us this, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ, that when you have partners, when you have directors, when you have trustees, when you have so many people involved in certain venture and so forth, words, لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, then majority of them, one will make zulam and oppress the other. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except people with true iman, righteous deeds, then Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مَعْهُمْ, قَلِيل and they are few, مَا أي إِبْحَامِيَا لِتَعْكِيدِ الْقِلَّةِ, they extremely few. So therefore, you want my advice that you making millions with the company, then leave the millions and read your own life. They give you hundreds, also take it and move away. But why stay in that company then? You are kabab behaddi then. You are unwanted there, brother. So just move away and put your trust in Allah and do it for the sake of Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, when you have true taqwa. Just now somebody asked about taqwa. This is taqwa's example. That you leave it and Allah will open the doors. You exit from there for the love of Allah. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, Allah will give you such a risk from where you never anticipated and expected. Surah 5 verses 2 and 3. So that is what you should do, my brother. Leave, finish. Tell them, fine, pay me out my share. They tell you, you claim 10 million. They say, we pay you 5 million. Take your 5 million, whatever. Just take the amount and walk out, finish. Shake hands, say, make maaf. Allah Ta'ala bless you. Allah will give me and finish. See what Allah will give you afterwards.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful answer, Ustaz.
And if you want the verse, I quoted chapter 38, Surah Sa'd, verse number 24.
Well said, Ustaz. I see the brother says, Jazakumullahu khairan so much. Ustaz, let's go to the student of Deen from Springs, studying in Azadville. She says, dear Mufti Sahab, my both parents took the vaccine, but of course they want me to take the vaccine as well. But my senior ulama in Azad will say, no, I should not take. Ustad, your guidance, student of Deen, Ustad.
We say haram, brother. For what you must take the vaccine? Some of it got porcine, it got pork in it. Some of them got, you must remember, the aborted fetus. If it comes from India, then Allah alone knows. I haven't made research on it as yet, but I wouldn't be surprised that if there's some napaki involved, there, that there's some ingredients that are not acceptable. So we are Muslims, bhai. So we don't have to curry favor with any person, any politician, any government. We are answerable to Almighty Allah. So in this case, you tell your parents, I love you, but I love Allah Jalla Wala more. I love Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more. And Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asyatil khaliq. You say you're a student, you should know this. I learned this hadith in second year when I was studying Pakistan. So there is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the creator. So that is my advice to you. Okay, our brother Alphus is here, and let me give you the rundown of today's programs, inshallah. So 12 o'clock will be news with brother Alphus in Kosi. Thereafter, mashallah, the current affairs, and thereafter, inshallah, 1 o'clock azan, and then we will continue with our tafsir, and then that is Surah Hajj, and that is Surah 22. That is a pilgrimage. And today we start with verse number 67. And then we'll go 130 to 2, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. It will be Surah Nisa, verses 41, 42. Inshallah al-Aziz, inshallah al-Aziz. Brother Al-Amin Templeton, 2 to 3, will be with the economic news and views. And thereafter, 3 to past 3, then will be our morning Q&A, the repeat with Mauna Arafat. Very interesting, alhamdulillah. Then 3:35, 3:40 to 5:30, inshallah, our brother Amin Templeton with the economic news and views, inshallah al-Aziz. 5:30 to 6:30, Mona Khalid Yaqub. 6:30 to 7 will be Hafiz Wadi, mashallah, bringing in the time for the Maghrib and preparation for Maghrib. Then Maghrib Adhan, and thereafter, remember, the program continues. The tafsir of today, the repeat of it, 7:30 to 8 will be Mo Yunus Patel. 8 to 10 will be our brother Shafat Ahmed Khan, the mint after dinner. Nice name. And 10 to 11 will be Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki Rahimahullah al-Shaheed. So that is our roundup for this afternoon, evening and tonight. Make dua for us and the ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with brother Alphus and Kosi.
Shukran ya Rabbi.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.